Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February the 3rd, 2011. The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza warned on Wednesday that the current shortage of medicines in the Gaza Strip will result in serious health implications for patients in need of treatment. Over 300 patients have died since the siege began due to a lack of essential medical equipment, and having been denied exit passes by the Israeli government to receive treatment outside of Gaza. As thousands of protesters gathered in Cairo on Thursday to continue their call for President Mubarak to step down, they were attacked by anonymous individuals who identified themselves as, quote, Mubarak supporters, and hit the protesters with clubs, stones, Molotov cocktails and gunfire. Five people were killed and hundreds injured. Amnesty International today called on the Egyptian authorities to protect the right to peaceful protest, as clashes erupted with organized groups of pro-government supporters attacking protesters in Cairo and across Egypt. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Wednesday three Palestinian children in Bilin village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. They claimed that they were standing near the annexation wall. The High Committee for Emergency Services in the Gaza Strip reported that seven Palestinians were killed during Israeli military attacks against the coastal region in January. At least 20 residents were wounded. Most of the casualties took place during Israeli airstrikes and bombardment targeting the Gaza Strip. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Sakari Pahithia.